Praise the Lord, I remembered my reading glasses today.
感谢神，我今天记得带我读书的眼镜。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Blessed Lord and Heavenly Father.
我们亲爱的上帝。
Thank you for this opportunity to come here today to hear what you have to say to us.
感谢你，让我们今天能有这个机会才来到这里来倾听你的话语。
Pray, Lord, that you would help me, because you know how I feel today. Pray, Lord, that the words that I speak would be your words and not my own.
真是恳求你帮助我，让我今天所讲的话语是你自己的话，而不是我的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉主的名祷告。
I'd like to read a few verses, actually just one verse, from chapter 10 in the book of Luke. Can somebody turn this down? You hear an echo?
Yeah.
Might be easier.
Is that better?
Thanks. 我现在先再从路加福音读一节经文。
Book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 27. He answered, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.
路加福音第十章二十七节，他回答说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
I like to read the sports page usually in the morning when I get up.
早上我起来的时候，我喜欢读那个体育新闻。
Today I read the sports page, but there was an article about a coach and something that was going on in his life.
今天我读到的是关于他们在讲关于一位教练，还有在他身上发生了一些事情。
Right now? Is that better? I think that's better. Okay. The coach is the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, the football team.
这是一位费城的足球队的教练。
And he was in the news because his two sons are in prison, his two young sons are in prison for drug addiction.
这新闻上所说就是在说他的两个儿子都因为吸毒现在被关在监狱里。
Some of you would know that kind of got my attention because we have drug addiction in my family, and two of my sisters have sons and daughters who are deeply involved in drug addiction.
知道我的人就了解说为什么这个新闻特别引起我的注意。因为在我们家里面，我的两个姐姐有小孩，都有这个问题。
It was interesting to hear what the writer had to say about it.
我觉得这个写的人，报道的人写的很有趣。
What he said was that the judge, when deciding to put the two sons in prison, said that the father and the mother had done a bad job of parenting, and that their house had become a den for drug addiction.
这个处理这案件的法官呢，在最后他说，他认为这一对父母亲没有做好他们的职责，而且让他们家变成是一个毒窝，吸毒的人聚集的地方。
A lot of the friends of the coach and of the family came to the defense and said that it was unfair that the judge said that.
那这个教练的朋友呢，有很多朋友就认为出来打抱不平，说这样的讲法是不公平的。
He said, you know, he was actually a very good father, and he cared deeply about his sons, and he's very distraught about what happened to them.
他们说，事实上他是一个很好的父亲，而且他非常的关心他的小孩，所以对于小孩发生的这个事情，他非常的难过。
But what was really interesting and what has to do with the sermon today is what someone else had to say about the drug addiction.
这个关于这个新闻呢，其实更有意思的是， 其他人对于吸毒这件事情所说的看法。
What they had to say was that the parents were not responsible for the problem. In fact, it was the cocaine and the drugs themselves that were responsible for the problem. When you take cocaine, cocaine decides what you do.
他们说的呢，就说事实上这个并不是父母亲的问题，而是这个毒品本身的责任，因为你一吸了这个毒以后，这个毒品就在你身上产生这么大的作用。
In the crew, we're going through a book that's called Renovation of the Heart.
在啊青少年团体的聚会的时候，我们现在在读一本书，叫做啊心灵的重建。
The author of the book is Dallas Willard. He's a very famous philosopher. He's actually he was the head of the USC philosophy department for many years.He's a very strong Christian.
啊，这个作者呢，啊 ，Willis 啊 ，Dollar， 他是在加州大学的心理系的系主任，是一个很有名的心理学哲学家。
And I believe, based on what we've been reading of what Dallas Willard has said, I think he would disagree with the statement that cocaine decides what a person does.
我相信，假如你问这一位啊 ，Mr. Dollar 的话呢，他一定不会同意说这个问题是毒品自己的啊，必须要负的责任。
His argument for the book is based on the fact that we ourselves are responsible for what we do.
他的看法是我们每个人要为我们自己的行为负责任。
The drug addiction and the cocaine abuse is a side effect of what's going on inside of a heart.
吸毒这件事情只是。我们内心的状态所表达的出来行为之一。
The real thrust of the book is talking about his means that based on his study of trying to tell people, both non-Christians and Christians, that if they continue in their sin, it is going to lead to their destruction and to a life in hell, and if they turn from their life in sin,And they turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, they will be saved and they will live eternally.
他的书啊的主要用意就是要告诉非基督徒、基督徒啊，若是你让你心里的罪继续的引领你的生活的话，最后你的结局就是地狱。但是假如你愿意悔改转向，然后转向神的话。你的生命就会得到改变，将来的最后到达的目的地就是一个不一样的地方。
What I'd like to do today is give you a little bit of an insight into some of the things that Dallas Willard is saying and what we're studying, you know, with the young people, and also give you his answer for the problem.
所以我今天想要用这一位作者他这本书里面所写的一些啊一些大意来跟大家分享。
What he does is he takes a look at the verse that I just read, and he takes it apart, and he takes a look at the heart, and he takes a look at the soul, and he takes a look at the mind, and he discusses those all as being a part of the things that Jesus is talking about, that we are ultimately going to love God with and love each other with.
他在这书里面啊，就将我们分成啊，我们的心。我们的灵还有我们的意志力怎么样将这些都归在一起最后能够用我们的整个人的生命来爱神
He begins by talking about the state of mankind
他开始就先讲到我们人类的一般状况
In Romans chapter 3 verse 18 it says there is no fear of God before their eyes there is no fearOf God before the eyes of mankind.
罗马书第一章这边，十八节，保罗说到，原来神啊，讲到这边就是人对于神没有尊敬，也没有敬畏。
Some of the things that the author said were very interesting to me, and I'd like to share them with you.
这个作者讲到的有些他的看法我觉得真的是很有意思所以我希望跟你们分享
We're talking about the fear of God
我们啊，他在谈到说敬啊畏怕神这件事情。
And he was saying that fear is having the dread that some harm is going to come to you.
惧怕通常就表示说你啊害怕有不好的事情会临到你。
And he believes that mankind has always been mankind always tries to avoid God.
他觉得呢，人类一般向来都是想要逃避神。
And they've lost the fear of him.
他们对神也失去了那惧怕的心。
He said, "God is not a mean God."
他说这位神并不是一位很苛刻的神。
But he is dangerous.
但是他却也是危险的神。
And think about that for a moment. God is not a mean God, but he is a dangerous God.
我们再想一想，这什么意思呢？神不是苛刻的，但是他是可畏惧的。
The author also said, "Someone who doesn't worry about God simply isn't smart."
他说，假如一个人不花时间去思考神的话呢，这一个人是没有智慧、不聪明的。
He believes that mankind has lost its worry about God, not worry in the sense that we worry that God can do something.Or that he's not able to do things, but we don't worry about him in the sense of fearing God.
我相信人类真的是已经失去这个，畏惧神的心。这个畏惧不表示说害怕他的那个心，而是表示我们根本不把他列入我们生命当中去考虑的一件事情。
One of his chapters is called Self-Worship.
啊，这有一章呢，里面提到自我崇拜
，leading to a ruined heart。
自我崇拜将我们带到一个毁坏的心。
And he argues that mankind wants to be like God.
他说人类就是想要像神一样。
He gave an example in Alcoholics Anonymous, say.Organization that was formed in order to help people who are addicted to alcohol.
他就提到这个这个有一个组织就是在帮助人家戒酒的。
There was a book that was written about Alcoholics Anonymous that was titled "Not God."
那有一本书，这个这个机构的开始人写了一本书，那书名叫做《不是神》。
The reason that the book was titled that is that this organization believes that each person who is an alcoholic must reach the point where they can say that they themselves are not in control of their lives, that they themselves are not God, and they must acknowledge the true God who has made heaven and earth.
他这个书名用这个不是神定为他的题目。主要的用意就是要让这些酗酒的人能够体会到，而且愿意接受说，他们的生命不是掌握在他们自己的手里，他们自己不是神。
St. Augustine said something that we were discussing the other night in crew. It got a lot of response.
圣奥古斯丁讲了一句话啊，我们在青年团体讨论的时候有很大的反应。
St. Augustine said, "God being God."Offends the pride of human. No, it offends human pride. God being God offends human pride.
他说，就因为上帝是神这件事情，人就觉得他们的自尊被损害了。
I think you get the point.
因为神是神。这件事伤害了人的自尊跟骄傲。
Perhaps you think the author is being too direct.
也许你觉得这个作者他好像有点太直接了。
But if you think he's being direct, then you'll have to say that I'm also being direct.
但你假如觉得他很直接的话，那你也会说我有点太直接。
It's very hard to stand here in front of you, a sinner myself.And to tell a group of people who are Christians and non-Christians these kind of things.
以我自己是一个罪人的身份， 要站在这边跟你们基督徒还有还没有相信的人来分享这些事情，其实是一件很难的事。
As I grew up as a young man, I was always the kind of person that liked to be liked. Maybe you feel that way too sometimes. You like to be accepted. You like to feel that people, you know, that you're popular, that you're a nice guy or someone that people like to be around.
我年轻的时候，我非常注重别人到底喜不喜欢我，然后我非常刻意总是要去讨别人的喜欢。
When you say things like that to people, you usually don't feel accepted, or you feel a little bit strange. You feel like you're putting someone on, you're putting something out there and telling them something that's uncomfortable. And, you know, why go into that? Why make things uncomfortable for people? Why bring it up at all?
当我讲这样的话的时候，我想真的是有的人会觉得说，为什么老是要提这些让人家听起来很不舒服的话呢？
It has to do with the fact that I don't see any other way.
为什么我还是要讲呢？因为我觉得我必须要。
But not only that.
不止这样子。
It's because I know God's love is real.
不止这样子，而是因为我知道上帝的爱是真实的。
The author of the book goes on to say in connection, again, we're talking about the heart and the body and the soul and the mind of mankind. He goes on to say, when God is put out of the heart and the soul, the intellect becomes dysfunctional, trying to devise its own truth that supports man being God. Let me read that one more time. Do you have that part? When God is put out of the heart and the soul, the intellect becomes dysfunctional. It doesn't work anymore. In trying to divide the truth that supports man being God.
这个作者呢，他说，当我们将神从我们的内心还有我们的灵里面驱逐出去以后，我们的意志还有我们的思想力呢，我们的智慧就开始制造出许多的理由，许多可以让我们自己满足的理由，来说服我们自己说我们自己就是神。
In America, we have always been taught that America is the land of God, the God of the Bible.
在美国，我们很多时候听到就是说美国是一个神的国家，是一个相信圣经的国家。
Don't believe it.
不要相信它。
We grow up thinking and we hear things about God and we're taught things, but we are becoming a land without God.
虽然我们在从小长大的过程当中就听到很多圣经的话，还有关于神的事情，可是事实上我们这个国家是渐渐在变成一个没有神的国家。
We are forcing God out of the schools where he once was.
我们现在要把神从学校里面驱逐出去。
We are becoming a society where we have to be tolerant of every religion and acknowledge their gods as being real.
我们已经变成一个这样的社会，这个社会里面教导我们说要接受所有人的观念，不要强迫你这一神的，不要把这个事情强迫在放在
身上。We are a land where we have different churches that exist that look beautiful from the outside and are filled with people that don't know who Jesus Christ is.
我们的国家是一个到处都有很美丽的教堂的国家，但是里面在那边聚会的人很多不是真的知道耶稣基督是谁。
The whole thing is being schemed by the devil in an attempt to push God aside, out of our minds, to push him to the side, so that basically what is going to happen, according to what Dallas Willard said, according to what Jesus Christ says here in the Bible, is that we are headed for destruction. We are dysfunctional. We are a land that is becoming dysfunctional, and the reason is that we are suppressing the truth that Paul talked about in Romans. We are suppressing the truth, trying to raise ourselves up as God, and finding our own way.
我们事实上已经成了一个这样子的国家，就像这个作者所描述的，我们是在各方面都要将神驱逐出去，我们已经将要成为一个没有正常的 运作思想能力的国家。
Sorry, that was kind of low. Let me talk about some other lands.
我们来谈谈别的国家。
There's philosophies around here. We have all different cultures here. We have all different people, and they make up different excuses. Just like the cocaine. The cocaine is talking. The cocaine is telling me that. The cocaine is living my life for me. I don't have anything to do with it. It's that. It's the substance. What about Mao Zedong?
我们在这个国家呢，有非常非常多不一样的哲学在那边。每个人都可以有他自己的看法，就像那些人说是，那个毒品在作怪，是毒品在引起我们犯罪，不是我。但是我们看别的国家呢，像那个毛泽东呢。
We're a church of Chinese and Americans, so let's talk about it.
我们这边呢是在是一个。在美国的中国教会，所以我想我们可以来谈这个事情。
The Americans are using excuses and saying we have to be tolerant, we have to do all these different things. We're living here and like that, but we have people living here who believe that because of their background in China, that it's too much for God to overcome. It's too much for me to acknowledge Jesus Christ because we lived under this for so long. I've heard it.
我们这个国家呢，有用很多的借口来说。要容忍，然后要接受各个不同的信仰，所以呢，我们也就有这种借口不相信上帝。但是我也听到很多人说，我们已经在毛泽东统治下过了这么久，我们的思想都被他影响了，所以我们有理由是没有办法越过这一点来相信上帝的。
You see what the Americans and Chinese and everybody else in the world has to realize is that says right here, you have no excuse.
事实上，不管是美国人、是中国人、是住在世界各地的人，都像圣经所说的，你是无可推诿的，上帝的存在。
Don't try to suppress the truth.
所以不要试着把这个真理推到一边。
Don't become a philosopher.
不要变成一个哲学家。
And don't be a philosopher who builds up their own government and their own truth and their own reasons for rejecting Christ, except Christ today.
不要成为一个自己建立了一套思考，自己建立了一套制度，而不愿意相信神。
Lisa and I just came back from Taiwan.
我们刚从台湾回来。
Don't have time to tell you all that went on, but I can tell you this: there's a lot of evading God there.
我没有时间可以一一跟你描述在那边所看经历过的，但是我可以告诉你，在那边有许多事情他们所做的都是在逃避真神。
We have life, we have family there who are headed down a road for destruction and death.
我们有家人在那边真的是朝着灭亡的路在走。
Perhaps you do too.
也许你也是。
We have neighbors here in this town who are going down a road to destruction and death.
在我们这个城市里，也有许多邻居都朝着那个方向在走。
So what are we going to do about it?
所以我们应该怎么做呢？
Are we going to talk ourselves into the same state of mind, brothers and sisters? Are we going to talk ourselves into the same state of mind that everybody else is? And we're just as guilty, believe me, we're just as guilty, because we are talking ourselves into the idea that we have lots of time. I can do that tomorrow. I can do that the next day. I can do it next year. I can do it. I got lots of time. I'm a Christian. I really believe in Jesus Christ. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. I know that He told me to be His disciple.But, you know, I just can't overcome this whole thing of going out and starting it, you know?
我们可以一直告诉自己说，我相信神，我也知道他救了我，他是我的主，但是我实在是没有办法克服我自己的弱点，然后跨出去。我们可以一直告诉自己说，再等一下吧，等我准备好了，再过一些时候吧。
When we were interviewing David, a while back,One of the things that he said was very encouraging.
当我们在跟我们的罗传道面谈的时候，有一件事他跟我们分享，我们非常受激励。
We're talking to him about the need for growth in our church.
我们跟他谈到说我们的教会需要增长。
You know what he said?
他说什么呢？
He said it's time.
他说是时间。
It's time.
现在是时间了，是时候了。
Now is the time.
现在就是时候。
Time for us to get off our rear ends and stop thinking of ways not to tell the truth to people that we know so that they can be saved.
是时候让我们大家不要再该坐在那边，而该站起来，采取行动。
There's one other thing I wanted to read. I have to go get a book, though. I need that for a second, just a minute. When the author talks about the hope that we have in Jesus, he begins this way. He quoted John Calvin.
作者在提到我们的盼望在哪里的时候，他提到那个加尔文。
John Calvin, the great theologian, said, "For as the surest source of destruction to men is to obey themselves, so the only haven of safety is to have no other will, no other wisdom." Than to follow the Lord wherever He leads. Let this, then, be the first step to abandon ourselves and devote the whole energy of our minds to the service of God.
神学家加尔文说，就如顺从自己必定导致毁败，唯一必定能够将我们导向一个安全港口的，就是舍弃一切其他的智慧和意愿，单一的跟随主的引导。
The answer for the plight of mankind is to stop thinking of themselves as God and to look at Jesus Christ as being the only way, the truth, and the life.
解决人类的一切的问题。迫害的唯一的方法就是你要承认你不是神，而将你的眼光转向耶稣基督，让他做你的主。
You know as well as I, in our church, we get into trouble a lot.
我想我们都知道，我们教会经常会遇到一些问题。
Let me tell you something. When I go to school, I found out something about myself.
我在现在在去学校的时候，我发现自己的一个问题。
I found out something that was not very nice about myself.
我所发现的不是一件很好的。
It's kind of weird, but let me just tell you. I do a lot of worrying about writing papers.
我呢，至于要写报告，常常会花时间去烦恼。
Kind of drives my wife crazy. You don't have to say that. Okay, do I? But it's true, you know. Sometimes I worry about nothing, but anyway, the main thing, it's a funny thing that I found out about myself. I got my paper back, and I was afraid to look at what the grade was.
我当我报告拿回来的时候，我很害怕看我到底得了几分。
And there were some comments written there, and I was really afraid to read what the comments were.
甚至那个教授有写一些评语，我也不太敢看。
And you know, on the outside, someone would say, "Well, that's kind of weird," or, "Well, that's kind of normal. I do the same thing, one or the other."
也许你会觉得说，哦，那很奇怪，或是你会觉得说，啊，那是很正常的。
But when I look more closely at what I'm doing, I really am looking at my own pride, am I not?
但是当我真正的、很诚实的面对这个问题的时候，我发现我是要对付我自己的骄傲。
If we're going to change, if anyone is going to change from someone who is headed down a road of destruction, into on a road into the road that Jesus is giving us that leads to salvation, then we need to face ourselves. And we need to face where we need to make changes in our lives.
若你想要从这条导向灭亡的路转向耶稣基督转向生命的道路的时候, 你真的是必须要很诚实的面对自己，面对你自己有可能隐藏的一些问题，去面对它。
God cannot do that for us.
上帝不能为我们做这件事情。
Once we have become honest and we look inside ourselves and we recognize Him for who He is, the Creator of us, the Creator of all of mankind, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, and we accept Jesus into our hearts, then we must give up control of our lives to Him and say, Lord, You take control of my life. You show me the way. Come in and take over my entire heart, not just three quarters of it. Take all of it so that it is not just like it's written in Galatians, that it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ living in me.
若我们宣称我们接受了耶稣基督当我们的主, 我们也接受这一位创造一切宇宙万物的上帝做我们的主的时候，我们真的是要跟他说：“我将我的全部的心都交给你，你来鉴察我。”我们不能说三分之一、二分之一是全部，就像加拉太书里面所说的：“如今活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面。”
I don't have much more time, so I just want to tell you straightforward.
我们也多少时间剩下来，所以我就很直截了当的。 跟大家讲,
we need to deny ourselves.
我们必须舍弃自己,
we have to stop wanting our own way.
我们必须要停止, 一切要照着我们自己的意愿去行,
we need to start living more like Jesus.
我们必须要开始学着跟耶稣基督一样的活,
we have to stop fighting.
我们必须要停止争吵,
we have to start loving each other from our whole heart.
我们必须要开始彼此从心里相爱。
And when you feel, as we all feel at some time, that we are being wronged in some way,
当你有时候觉得，就很多人常常会觉得，你会觉得说你是被误解了，被误会了。
Then let Jesus take over.
让基督接过去为你处理这件事情。
Let Jesus bring His grace and His peace and His love into the situation so that you see that person that you're having a conflict with in the way that He sees them and the way He sees you.
让耶稣带给我们平安、恩慈跟爱，让你能够看到跟你有问题的那个人的时候，你还是让耶稣基督的爱在你们当中运行。
Let Jesus have control of your life.
让耶稣管理，完全的管理。
And when He has control of you, then you're going to see what life really is about.
当你让基督完全的掌管你的生命的时候, 你就会真正的看到生命到底是什么。
You have a problem that you think is too big to be solved.
你有觉得超过你能够解决的问题。
There aren't any problems that Jesus can't solve.
没有一件事情是耶稣基督不能为我们处理的。
That's the difference between you and me and Him. He's the one who's God, not we.
这就是你我跟神之间的差别。他是神，不是你，也不是我。
Are you being held back by some philosophy that is of the world that men have created? Then let go.
假如你 一直受到这世界上的哲学的影响，有其他的哲学思想，而是你没有办法来亲近神的，把它放掉吧。
Are you sad because you see all the suffering that's going on in the world? Are you sad because of the conflicts that we have sometimes in our church? Then let's all just give it to Him, the one who heals all of these problems, so that they're gone, and we can start living together and have victory over this death that tries to threaten us and tries to put us down and make us feel like there is no hope. And let's replace it with the hope of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that gave you and me life, and put Him in the rightful place that He deserves on the center and the throne of our hearts.
若你有因为这世界上发生了许多事情、苦难，或是我们教会里面发生的一些事情，让你心里觉得很 哀伤或是觉得很沉重，把它都交给主耶稣基督吧。你跟我将我们的问题都交给他，让我们来到主耶稣基督面前来寻求他的解决的方式，寻求他的管理，我们的生命就会活出完全不一样的生命，我们的教会就会完全不一样，我们会是一个得胜的教会。让我们一起祷告。
Lord, I thank you so much for the songs that the worship team sang today.
主啊，我感谢你今天敬拜赞美的弟兄姐妹们带领我们所唱的诗歌。
I pray, Father, that you would take this group of young people and that you would make them into servants for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我真是为这一群年轻人祷告，求你真是使用他们，建造他们，使他们成为服侍你的一群服侍你的仆人。
And I pray, Lord, that not only this group of young people, but all of the people who are sitting here, Lord, would come to the point in their lives where they make you the one who is in control.
主啊，我也恳求，不只是这一群年轻人，而是每一位坐在这里的弟兄姐妹，每一个人都能够将他们的生命完全交托你来掌管。
And that each one of us, Lord, would be used for your kingdom.
我们每一个人都能够被你使用，在你的国度里被你使用。
Lord, be lifted up on high.
父啊，愿你被高举。
Take over our lives and show us the way.
将我们的生命拿到你在你的手里，将你自己的道显示给我们看。
Help us to become, Lord, the body of Christ that goes out into this community.And into this world and tells people of the great hope that we have found in you.
真是让我们成为这一个在你里面的一个家人，一家人能够出去到外面去为你做见证，传福音。
Along the way, Lord, help us to put ourselves aside.
在走这条道路的时候，帮助我们真是能够将我们的自我放下。
Let go of our own will and the things that we want.
将我们自己的意志，我们自己的愿望放在一边。
And in Christ's love, let others have their way.
而是在耶稣基督的爱里面，看别人高过自己，让别人能够走，能够行他们想要行的样式。
Let our lives be Christ-like.
因为我们的生命真是如主耶稣基督一般。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.